Exact Radio 990 The X just gave me a great reason. The 990 Exact Love Line. I just called, answered a few questions about who I really am and who I'm really looking for. And you know what? I'm getting matched up with some great people. Guys that hate the bad things about dating as much as I do. Since the 990 Exact Love Line matches you up based on shared interest, I haven't had one boring conversation with any of my matches. Instead, we're going out and having a lot of fun. You know, this is so great, it shouldn't even be called dating. Call the 990 Exact Love Line at 1-866-990-LOVE. That's 1-866-990-LOVE.
Children who struggle to learn are like buried treasure. They have a wealth of intelligence locked inside. It just takes the right key to unlock it. A lot of these kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. Don't keep this treasure locked away. For free information, visit www.focusonlearning.org. Focusonlearning.org. Or call 1-888-478-MIND. A message from the Advertising Council and the CCLD.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Richard Stewart. A roadside bombing today has killed two American soldiers and wounded two others in Iraq. It happened in the northern city of Mosul. Here is information from the Unidentified Coalition Forces spokeswoman.
Two 101st Airborne Division soldiers were killed and two were wounded in an improvised explosive device attack in Mosul. The wounded soldiers were evacuated to the 21st Combat Support Hospital. Soldiers' names are being withheld pending next of kin notification, and the incident is under investigation.
Meanwhile, in Baghdad, many parents kept their children out of school amid warnings of a day of resistance against the U.S. occupation. One emergency official says the battle against wildfires in Southern California has turned the corner. He tells NBC cooler and wetter conditions are helping firefighters. The blazes have claimed 20 lives and destroyed more than 3,300 homes. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
The man arrested in the shooting of a lawyer outside a California courthouse is being held on a $500,000 bail. Police say William Stryer was apparently angry because lawyer Jerry Curry was being paid from his trust fund. The attack outside the Van Nuys California courthouse was actually captured by television crews gathered to cover a hearing in the murder case against actor Robert Blake. A judge has appointed a university professor to independently investigate the case of a severely challenged woman at the center of a right-to-die legal case. Jay Wolfson is a professor at the University of South Florida and an expert on healthcare financing. He will act as Terri Schiavo's guardian and recommend whether the stay that Governor Jeb Bush enacted to keep her alive be lifted or allowed to remain. Appearing in good form and speaking with a strong voice, Pope John Paul has marked All Saints Day. The Pope addressed several hundred people in St. Peter's Square. He turned his thoughts to those who have reached heaven and to those who have died and been forgotten. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, and over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
potential unfair treatment to a U.S. lieutenant colonel in Iraq. Here's IRN's John Russell to explain.
A lieutenant colonel serving with the 4th Infantry Division is accused of assaulting an Iraqi policeman during an interrogation. The charge arose from an incident where Lieutenant Colonel Alan West discharged a pistol in a threatening manner while questioning an Iraqi policeman who had been identified as the collaborator in attacks on American personnel. The information gained from the interrogation saved the lives of many of the soldiers in Colonel West's command. It was West himself who reported his handling of the situation to his superiors. West has been given a choice between going through a courts-martial or resigning early, thereby losing his pension.
President Bush is stumping for Republican candidates for governor in two states today. In both Mississippi and Kentucky, the hopefuls Bush is backing are given a good shot at recapturing the state for the GOP. Starting out from his ranch in Texas, the president is flying to South Haven, Mississippi for a rally, then visiting Paducah and London, Kentucky, and finally heading home via Gulfport, Mississippi. Bush was in Kentucky 3 weeks ago to help raise money for Congressman Ernie Fletcher, who's running against Democratic Attorney General Ben Chandler. In Mississippi, former GOP Chairman Haley Barbour is hoping to unseat Governor Ronnie Musgrove. A report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture says about 12 million families last year worried they didn't have enough money to buy food. The report finds more and more American families are hungry or unsure whether they can afford to buy food. I'm Richard Stewart, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Commodity.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh.
That's right. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford and Alice Hobo. On the line, we have a very special guest. This is one of the shows I've been looking forward to be doing for the last few months, Stephen. We're talking about one of my favorite destinations, number one among the places that we've been to in a long, long time, Hong Kong, we're talking about.
Yes, and Aliana Ho is the director, Eastern USA, Canada, and South America with the Hong Kong Tourist Board. She joins us now on the line. Good morning, Aliana.
Zhou-san. Remember that?
Yes.
That means good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, there's a few other terms we can't say on the radio that Willem picked up and learned when he was in Hong Kong.
Nevin is still shaking his head going, I should never have told you.
Why are those the things that always remain in your memory banks?
Well, it seems we gravitate towards topics like that. But you see, Aliana, we're very, very pleased, and we're very honored to have you on the show with us today, because I'll tell you, of all the places we've been to, none have stood out in our mind and our memories and our hearts as much as Hong Kong has. What a very impressive and what a fantastic destination that you have.
Thank you very much, Willem. But we are also preparing more for visitors to go back to Hong Kong or to spend the first visit in Hong Kong in the months ahead of us.
Yes, there's a number of things happening in the months ahead. First of all, your marketing and public relations efforts have really paid off over the past few months. There's a real upswing in visitor arrivals, a revival in the tourism scene.
Yes, actually, we are very, very happy to report that as of September, our September arrivals were over 1.4 million, the best ever September figure, and an increase of 7.9 on the same month in 2002.
That is amazing news. That's absolutely wonderful to hear, because I remember this year, of course, we had our challenges. And I'll tell you one thing, that Hong Kong does so much better than almost any other place. It's the overall the professionalism of the way people treat the tourism industry. It goes almost un... Some people take it for granted in a lot of cities that, well, you know, if you build it, they will come. But Hong Kong has done so much to do well when it comes to tourism.
Yes, we understand it's very important, not just for our local industry. Actually, mm-hmm. Tourism contributes to about 6% of our GDP. But it is very important as a tourism board to make sure that all our arriving visitors have their dreams fulfilled. Because with the present lifestyle, when people go on vacations, of course they want the best of the world. So in Hong Kong, we try very, very best and very, very hard to make sure that our visitors, when they arrive into Hong Kong, they can live life to the fullest and really fall in love with Hong Kong.
And that's something that Stephen and I did when we went there. The place, we went to some of the temples on the Kowloon side, and we met up with some students, and we learned that in Hong Kong, Forest High School students are required to take courses in tourism and customer service. And you can imagine what some of the destinations on our side would be like if more people took that kind of course.
And actually, this is part of our Chinese culture, to have a very, very warm and hospitable culture towards our visitors.
I also got a very good feeling of the sense of humor in Hong Kong, because, as you said when you were there, it says people are there all smiling in their hearts.
Right. And they were very helpful, I believe, when you asked them for questions and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. You got the straight truth. This is also to be noticed, of course, there's a particular mark that you can get as a merchant in Hong Kong, that if you have this on your door, the sticker was approved by the tourism board, but it's an approved merchant. And you know, as a tourist, that if you go in there, that you will be treated fairly, that you're going to get value for your product, and that they're a reputable merchant. And a lot of people have signed up for this program.
Right. That is our quality tourism service. If you see a queue, a golden queue, alphabet queue sign, mm-hmm. on with a small Hong Kong tourism board junk logo, then those merchants have been certified to be able to provide quality tourism service to our visitors.
And also the products that they sell, you know that they're going to provide you with a good warranty, they're going to provide you with a value and an excellent product.
But talking about the products, mm-hmm. a lot of people still go to shop in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Not just the merchandise they are looking for, because Hong Kong probably have the greatest varieties in terms of merchandise, but it's definitely the fun, the ease to do it, the convenience, and the lesson you learn, because a lot of people love to bargain, and that's the best place to try your negotiation skill.
Oh yes, people are out there. It's such a vibrant, exciting atmosphere to go shopping in. It's not like a staid walk through a mall and there's 20 people around. It's everyone. It's bustling. There are shops of all types, and there's certain sectors where there's especially you can walk within a couple of blocks and find everything, particularly a jewelry in one area or computers in another, electronics in another, where everything is right there, and that really assists you. You don't have to go all over the place to find what you're looking for. It's all centered there. A great shopping experience.
Yes, I believe the only thing you have to worry about is where is the closest ATM machine to get more cash, right?
Yes, and maybe how much room you have to get at home, although I'm sure some of them will be very happy to arrange shipment to get it home for
you. Or you just buy another suitcase.
Yes, yeah. There's lots of suitcases, luggage shops. That's why they do a roaring business.
And the quality of the manufacturer is fantastic. It's top-notch everywhere you go. And variety. That's one thing we should touch on, because you can imagine, especially coming from Canada, us, where the United States is a big variety. Well, you think that's big. You got to see Hong Kong. You can get anything of anything there.
Actually, I've heard some of our visitors telling me that Hong Kong is like a shopping center in itself.
Well, it's a very, very large place. One thing that I even underscores that is, of course, on the Hong Kong side is the Central Escalator. It's like a public transit facility, but rather than a subway, it's this giant escalator that goes right up the side, and it has its little platforms and stops as you get on and off.
Yeah, that is actually a good substitute for our Kai Tak Airport landing. For those who were in Hong Kong prior to the opening of our new international airport in Chek Lap Kok, the plane used to circle around, and then you'll be able to see the homes and what people are cooking prior to your landing. Now with this escalator, which starts at Queen's Road Central, you can ride up and you can actually poke your nose through and
see
what grandma is cooking and what kind of TV program that the little kid is watching.
No secrets for the people living along that route.
I last time when I went through that, actually they wave at me.
They all have to behave themselves.
Yes, and that escalator, talking about that escalator, is one of the world's longest covered outdoor escalator. And that takes you to varied homes along the route. Because it started from the very bottom of the escalator when you have people who live with the shops underneath and then the very humble homes on top. And then as you escalate yourself up, so are the homes. So by the time you reach up to the top of the escalator, those are multi-million-dollar homes.
It certainly is one of the things that underscores Hong Kong is some of the more amazing engineering feats that I've ever seen anywhere, including the construction itself of Chek Lap Kok Airport, because so many different things that they had to overcome in order to build this airport. We're going to be taking another break here on the Travel World Radio Show, so stay tuned with us. We have online Aliana Ho from Hong Kong Tourism Board and Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel. Stay listening. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclay Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involve substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclay Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it will keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it. And we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people really working for you.
Oh, I am stuffed.
Me too.
Oh, that was one awesome burrito.
See, I told you this place was great. Mm.
I know. I walk by here every day. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
We gotta do dessert.
We have to.
No.
What are you doing to me? You know, I have to fit into my car.
Oh, please.
Into a cow. No, I gotta get back to work anyway. I have a major conference call.
Okay.
Waiter. Senor. El Checo, por favor.
Jenny, that's not our waiter.
Oh, Oh, my. Well, whatever. You know, I can't tell the difference between all these Mexicans anyway. You know what I mean? No, Jenny, I really don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
One of the best places to fly away. Of course, you take great Cathay Pacific Airways and you go to a place like Hong Kong, a place that I loved.
Yes, and Aliana Ho, the director, Eastern USA, Canada, and South America, stays on the line with us in this quarter hour, telling us a bit more about some of the upcoming events and activities and festivities that are planned during the November to January period to entice us to hit the airplane and get on board and off to Hong Kong.
Right. Next, actually, on November the 7th and the 9th, the Rolling Stones will be playing in Hong Kong.
Ah, yes, a common thread here, I see.
Yes, exactly.
The Rolling Stones have been up in the forefront these days. Of course, one of my favorite rock and roll bands, so why not have them down?
And their venue where they play is very unique. It's at our Tema site, where you have the backdrop of the skyline.
Wow.
That must be beautiful.
And for those who are going there, they can see the both sides of the harbors when they are all lit up.
That is something to see, though. I mean, when of course, I went to Chen Chau Island when I was there in March. And when we came back, Nevin and I, we saw the whole city lit up. If you know, anybody who's never seen it, there's no other place quite like Hong Kong for being lit up this way. It was beautiful.
And actually, we have more to come this winter when you're talking about lit up. It's part of our winter fest. And it starts late November until mid-January. Most of the buildings on Hong Kong will be all decorated with Christmas lights and Chinese New Year lighting.
Wow.
And on top of that, every night we have laser shows and pyrotechnics starting December 20th. So you could imagine that is probably the best value one can get on a holiday vacation.
Everything's so close by in one particular place. Laser shows outside for
that sounds fantastic.
Oh, sounds
yes,
beautiful.
They all come out from the top of the building. And some of our buildings, like the very well-known HSBC building.
Hang Seng, yeah.
That one, the HSBC has invested quite a lot of money. And this is a perpetual show. So anybody who will be going to Hong Kong starting December 20th will be able to see those lights.
I could just imagine them because you get sort of that feeling. I know you're running a television commercial these days on many networks, and just in that 30-second spot, you really capture the feeling, the essence, the vibrancy of the entire city.
Yes, that is exactly what our campaign slogan said, that Hong Kong, live it, love it.
How long does that show last? It sounds fascinating.
That light show will be for a long, long time. So every night, the harbor will be lit up starting December 20th.
And the length of time, like, for example, when you're there and you're viewing it from the street or from the harbor, how long in duration is the actual show on any given night?
It's about 10 minutes each. There are two shows each night. We still have to finalize it. But the best would probably to take your staff area across because it would be devastating watching from the harbor.
Right. The Star Ferry, though.
Oh, yes. That's a wonderful experience. When you go to Hong Kong, you really have to board the Star
yes,
Ferry.
Yes, you'll be just totally engrossed into all these activities around you in the harbor. And that's the best vantage point to see those lights.
There's an awful lot of shipping traffic there, for sure. Of course, Hong Kong being the world's largest shipping port of all of them.
Right. And a lot of our visitors may not be aware of this. There are a lot of cruise ships that call into Hong Kong, and Hong Kong cruise terminal is probably one of the few that you can have like a QE2 that sails right into the heart of the city.
Yeah, we noticed that. In fact, my own father used to sail into Hong Kong Harbor years ago aboard the Royal Interocean Lines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now PNONL, and we actually contacted them in Hong Kong, and they still have the records of my father way back when.
then that's the best place to berth, because right at the back of the terminal, we have about 500 shops there. And then what best is that you don't even have to go and pack the things. You know, you shop and then you put it back onto into your cabin, and then you do more and more until your whole cabin is filled up.
That actually, there's a lot of mentioning too, because a lot of the shops here, I mean, you figure that there's a lot of tourist trap kind of shops, but it's not the case in Hong Kong. You're going to get to virtually any place that you go is straight up, you're going to get the real deal, the goods. Of course, I mean, you have these other buildings, which are like malls by themselves, and multi-story mm-hmm. malls with anything you can even want. Nevin and I, we went out to get a particular shirt that I had specially embroidered for a friend of mine back home in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And they had everything. And you see in the shop, these are local people shopping there as well. It's not just geared, oh, these are the people who came off the cruise boat, or these are the people who just arrived off the tour bus. Hey, these are local people, so the prices are going to be very competitive. They can't get away with.
I guess this has to do a lot of the history of Hong Kong, because way back then, even like a few hundred years back, Hong Kong is like the trading center. And the meeting place for the East and West traders. So we are very used to having foreigners or visitors coming into Hong Kong and do the trading or the shopping or enjoying themselves. And that's the beauty of being in a cosmopolitan city, because then you actually rub shoulders with the local people wherever you go, irrespective of you are shopping or dining or sightseeing. I mean, even for myself, when I live in Hong Kong, I used to go up to the Peak every now and then to exactly the same restaurant that the tourists would go to. I would still stand at the same lookout point to see the beautiful panoramic view of Hong Kong. So, you know, if the tourists are around and they ask me questions, I'll answer them. The same. So that is like a total immersion. And travel nowadays is all about experience, and Hong Kong is probably the best place. Now, not everybody speaks English, but most of the people would be able to communicate with our visitors when they are asked.
Oh yeah, and signs there for the most part, they are bilingual. You will get English on virtually everything you're going to see. So, yeah, I mean, you may run across somebody who doesn't speak English, but that's pretty rare. I mean, to my experience, where we were going, with or without Nevin, we actually ran into most people who were able to communicate with us just fine.
Yes, that is the comfort of like being at home. You are sure that you won't get lost. Even they don't speak the language, they will. I mean, I've seen people who actually take an extra step and try to get somebody who speaks English to help a tourist.
I've seen that. I actually did see that. Somebody who would turn and find somebody. For instance, when Steve and I went shopping in the night market in Kowloon, there's all these little benches where these little merchants have their tables set up where they can get everything. And, you know, there were one or two people who weren't that well-versed in English, but they always turn and ask somebody to interpret for them. So one way or the other, your message will get across. And you have absolutely no worries there at all. You're just going to have the comfort and fun of being in a place where you know that you can get anything you want to.
Right. And that is why I really would like to extend our invitation to your listeners. Do try to make a point to come to Hong Kong this winter when it is cold and snowy and freezy. In our part of the world, Hong Kong is mild and pleasant.
Oh,
and
yes.
Just remember the dazzling lights and the activities that go around it and the warm, hospitable culture will actually make your vacations a memory of your lifetime, like Willem, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I even remember when it was nice, cold and blustery in Montreal. You know, Stephen and I were in a beautiful, warm day doing our, you know, our Tai Chi right out there.
Right at the harbor, or walking through the bird market. It was such a pleasant experience to go in the wintertime and not have to bundle up. And here we were in the middle of winter, going around and seeing all there is to see and do in Hong Kong and feeling perfectly safe and contented. As we talked about the language, we talked about safety. Some cities you go to, you feel, oh, I can't walk there, can't walk there. Hey, in Hong Kong, walk anywhere, and you feel like, hey, I'm just like at home.
Yes, and make sure you bring a pair of good walking shoes, because
yes,
it is accessible by walking throughout.
Yeah, and place you don't want to walk, there's plenty of taxis around, and the taxis are reasonably priced.
And mass transit.
Yes, indeed.
The MTL, our subway system, is very efficient and very economical, let alone the bus.
Well, buses go on practically every road in Hong Kong, UK.
Oh, yeah.
Every road.
Yeah, yeah. There were some pretty brave drivers out there, but these, they go in and out of absolutely everywhere. And, you know, everybody in Hong Kong does something that would scare me to death back home. They all drive on the left-hand side of the road.
We're on the right side. So that is why, if you're looking for the winter packages, please do visit our website. There are a lot of lovely packages available for our visitors to make use of that, the holidays in Hong Kong.
Yeah, www.discoverhongkong.com is the website. We're talking today with Aliana Ho. And Aliana, if you can stay with us for a few minutes after the break, I'd like to talk about some of your upcoming culinary awards and also what you're doing for Chinese New Year.
I'll be delighted.
Fantastic. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, coming to you live from our home station in Southington, Connecticut, 990 WXCT, featuring Charlie Prophet, King of the Wild Frontier.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay. Settle down, class. Now, today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh, no. I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now, who'd like to go next? How about you?
Oh, no. Not me. Oh, no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
Hey, Miss Taylor, come on. Let me get those groceries from you.
Oh, hi, David. Yes, it'll be a big help there.
Okay, whoa, these are heavy.
Listen, how's the landlord business?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Did you rent the apartment next door yet?
No, not yet, Miss Taylor, no. Oh, some guy came by today to look at it, but, you know, I didn't even show it to him.
Oh, why not?
Well, come on, he was a brother.
Well, why wouldn't you rent to your brother?
No, a brother, you know, colored, black guy.
Excuse me?
No, don't worry. No, I told him somebody else put down a deposit. It happens all the time. I figured you went on one of them living next door. You know what I mean.
No, David. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find yours at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
The splendor of a Xanadu-like place. That's the only way I can really describe Hong Kong properly to you. What a fantastic destination going there, of course, listening to all the voices in my head telling
you what to do and what not to do.
Oh, yes, they're swimming around.
As long as they don't argue.
In fact, yes. We have Eliana Ho online from the Hong Kong Tourism Board, one of our great friends, telling us all the time about how great Hong Kong is. This year we got to experience it for ourselves firsthand, and it's more than they say it is.
Oh, and you won't go hungry in Hong Kong, that is for sure. And of course, coming up is the Best of the Best Culinary Awards, where you you commend and honor and promote some of the great places and great dishes that one can have in Hong Kong.
Exactly. As you recall, there were we have about 90,000 licensed restaurants in Hong Kong.
Wow.
And if you want to try 3 restaurants a day, that is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you probably have to stay there a bit under 8 years. That really tells our visitors how important food is to our culture.
Oh, you'll find every type of imaginable cuisine from the crossroads of the world.
Right. And talking about the Best of the Best Culinary Awards, the information is actually on our website. If you go into our website and click on your into Gourmet Paradise, you'll be seeing all the things that you need to know about dining and eating and sharing food in Hong Kong.
Well, people like to order big platters and pass it around amongst themselves. And even if you're at a table where there's strangers, people welcome you in and say, no, sit down with us and join in the food.
Oh, yeah.
That makes it all a great experience.
Yes. For Chinese food, the dishes are to be shared.
Yes.
So please do not try to order one dish of sweet and sour pork or one Peking duck and eat it by yourself.
I'm sure it's been tried.
I'd love to do that, but you have a lot of opportunity losses, because if you share, then you can taste a lot more.
First of all, there's a lot for everybody, and it's a great way to socialize and you know reconnect with friends and things. And
right, and that is the family value we treasure, and most as part of our culture is also we discuss things over dinner when the father would be telling the daughters what to wear for her first prom and things like that.
Oh yeah, that's fantastic stuff.
Talking about Best of the Best Culinary Awards, that's something I think is a must for all our visitors. We have our Best of the Best Culinary Guidebook, which is obtainable on arrival into Hong Kong. The book actually showcases all the winning dishes of the restaurants that were applying for the Best of the Best Culinary Awards. And with that, we have some coupons as well. Say, for example, in certain months, we have, if you purchase the Best of the Best wonton noodle, you probably have a coupon there that said, buy one, get one free. So that's the best deal. So I encourage everybody to, when they arrive into Hong Kong, to look for this booklet.
Oh, so great value. I mean, you can go and have basically double of everything, or go if you're like a family of four. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's like the equivalent of two people eating for free.
Right. And then each year, starting from 2001, we have special categories of food that we nominated or classify as the best of the best in Hong Kong. So this is our third year, and this year we have some new items. The four categories this year is goose or duck, fish, fried noodles, and then good news for the vegetarians is vegetables. Oh, so what we do is...
Sure, Judith Ritter will be there, yes.
We don't create a dish for competition. We have a team of local people who goes around all these restaurants who submit one item of the menu for competition for this award. So this group of local people will go and try and do the rating. And then in early November, then we have a team of specialists, the gourmet, the connoisseur, to go around and try that. And then we have a competition at the end. So those are real dishes on the menu.
Right, something people can, we're already eating anyway, and that's great, because a lot of times they make some fancy schmancy thing that nobody has ever ordered before, and exactly. Nobody will ever order again, but these are things that are already being sold in regular usage.
Yeah. Within each category, there's one dish then?
Yes, there is one dish. Like in 201, we have the wonton noodles. So we have the best wonton noodles. And that restaurant is my favorite restaurant in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And every time I go back to Hong Kong, in fact, I just came back about 2 weeks ago, I remember the first thing I did after landing is to rush there for my wonton noodle fix. And that's the best value. I mean, you know exactly what you're getting. Mm-hmm. You know the price because it's printed in the booklet. So for less than $3 Canadian, I have my best wonton noodle soup. And that's it. You know, after that, I'm dealt with my wonton noodle fix, and then I'll go on.
You get back, get on, to get to work. You said, hey.
You've got your priorities straight.
Well, I'm Chinese. and also, like last year, we have the category of lobster. Mm. Now, the lobster in Hong Kong is a bit different from the lobster that we get in Canada.
How so?
We don't have the big claws, but the meat is a bit on the sweeter side, and it's very big. Probably seen some of our commercial. So last time I was in Hong Kong, I went to visit this 10-pound lobster, which always get pulled out from the fish tank by Jackie Chan whenever we have a fish. So I say hello to him, and I don't know if it's him or her, but anyway, I say hello, and I said thank you. And I put it back into the tank.
Good Lord. And all those great, great foods are things people can enjoy when they're visiting for the Chinese New Year. It's the parade's going at night this year.
Oh, yes. That is something that is sensational. For the first time in the history of our Chinese New Year parade since 1997, we are going to have a night parade. And it starts from Tsim Sha Tsui, from the cultural center, all the way along Salisbury Road, Nathan Road, and then end up in Canton Road. And we have invited international performing groups to perform in Hong Kong. And I guarantee you that this is probably one of the best party in the world. Now, remember the date is January 22nd, 2004, and with the parade, we usher into the first day of the Year of the Monkey. So for those people who are born under the sign of the monkeys, I really, really urge you to spend the first day of your year in Hong Kong. You will never be disappointed. You will definitely live life to the fullest.
Oh, it's a great, great way to start the year. You sort of bring that whole element of good luck and good charm to everything you'll do in the next 12 months.
Yeah. Other than the parade itself, don't forget our fireworks in the Victoria Harbour.
Oh, I can just picture it all in my mind right now. How beautiful a scene that sets.
And more so because of our special symphony of lights in the on both sides of the harbor next year. This fireworks with all these lights will compete amongst each other. And I believe I probably need to bring my very good sunglasses to go there.
It'll just light up the entire sky.
It must be absolutely glorious to witness that.
Right.
And the number of people that are out there on pretty well, it seems like the whole city comes out for this event, and then add all the tourists. It just boggles the mind.
You just want to be in. And the shops and the restaurants are open. And then it really tells you the culture about Hong Kong. It's like after the fireworks, then the next day is the third day of the Lunar New Year when people go to the temples and have their fortune told. And I recall probably both Stephen and William went to the temple when you were last in Hong Kong.
Yes,
right?
We saw all of the fortune tellers, the little stalls all set up there, yes.
Yes, and if you go on the third day of the New Year, all the fortune tellers would be very busy. The temples would be very busy with all the offerings. And everybody would have the predictions and know how to plan the year ahead. And I always rely on that because, I don't know, I'm just too lazy to plan it myself.
if they tell me,
oh, Aliena, this year you should wear red. So I just change my whole wardrobe to red.
It's a good excuse to go shopping. It's a good excuse to go shopping.
Exactly.
Yes, the fortune teller told me to.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work out, hey, it's not my fault, right?
Yes, exactly. And then right after the temple, I will go to the horse races, for horse racing, because that's the first day of the horse racing in the Chinese New Year. And it's very important that you try to have some New Year's luck. That's what we told.
Luck, it'll come in Hong Kong, a great destination. www.discoverhongkong.com. Aliena Ho, Director, Eastern USA, Canada, and South America, on the line with us today. And we're coming up to quarter to the hour. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World, Aliena.
It's my pleasure. And I really would like to invite all of you to come to see us this winter. You will really live life to the fullest and fall in love with Hong Kong.
Oh, Aliena, I think I'm going to take you up on another offer to come visit Hong Kong.
Oh, we fell in love. Certainly
it sounds
did.
Like a photographer's paradise.
It's everybody's paradise.
We got lots of postcards in Hong Kong. thanks for joining us. It's the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody. Thank you for joining us, Aliena.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Lifeworks Radio Network. Travel World Radio.
I don't know what to invest in.
Across America via satellite.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson. Parliamo Italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888 888- 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Many, many places come to mind. We have a special guest back online. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in the studio. And we have Amy Borntinsky from Hotwire on the line with us.
Yeah, she's consumer travel expert with discount travel site Hotwire.com. Amy Borntinsky joins us once again this morning on Travel World as we come up to the busy holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Of course, these dates come the same time every year. Some people don't plan too far in advance. And then wonder, oh, how come the airline sold out?
Well, maybe you're in a rush to get to Buenos Aires.
Yeah, and you have to get back to take your important class. Yeah. Good morning, Amy. Weaving.
Good morning.
Now what do you have to say to these people who, you know, they come up, it's the first day of November, and they all of a sudden realize, hey, you know, Thanksgiving is the end of the month, and Christmas is next month, but we want to get someplace cheap. And there'd be people booking 11 months before that already have their seats, but how do these people get away and do it reasonably priced?
Well, I definitely have some tips for these people, but I do have to put it out there that this year is different than any other. It's even harder to get some of these last-minute tickets, and it's because this year planes are flying more full than we've seen them in 30 years.
Hey, that's good news.
Yeah, airlines have cut capacity dramatically, so what this means is those peak travel days, the day before Thanksgiving, the weekend after, the day before Christmas, those peak travel days are filling up quickly. So people who still want to travel, go somewhere warm, my best piece of advice now, think off-peak, think contrarian. So, for example, travel on Christmas Day. If you've ever traveled on Christmas Day, first of all, you'd notice prices are about $100 cheaper than just for, let's say, a round-trip airline ticket than just traveling the day before. Not only that, the airports are so much more empty. It's a much more easy experience. So for actually traveling on the holidays themselves, visiting people, I would definitely recommend traveling off-peak.
Now, that's a good idea because people think, oh, I have to be there for Christmas. But, hey, your family's still going to be there. That hotel that you're going to want to visit is still going to be there. But, again, you can also start thinking about the different airlines you might take or be a little bit more flexible about airline or about the city that you may fly out of.
You can also take an early flight in the morning and still get there. And if you're eating at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, you can be there fully rested and enjoy your family visit.
Definitely. Flexibility is really the key in this. So, for example, also if you could leave maybe a week early, take a couple extra days off work and leave on something like the 17th or the 18th, that's another good strategy. Or returning after, say, January 5th, that's another good strategy. So just stretching the days a little bit like that, not traveling on those peak days, are really, really going to help and help with the fares. Now, as far as a vacation, let's say you want to go somewhere warm, somewhere exotic, or to a ski resort. These are the places where everyone goes around the holidays, and if you've ever traveled to one of these places during that time, you'll notice prices are much, much higher. I mean, the resorts know this, the airlines know this, so flying into a ski resort destination or Hawaii, Caribbean, Mexico, right around the holidays, prices are much, much higher. But what people might not know is some of the cheapest times of the year to go to these places are what we call the shoulder period. In the U.S., between American Thanksgiving and Christmas, or any time the first 2 weeks of December, It's very, very cheap to travel these places, and you can get resorts a lot of times for half the prices you would get them around the Christmas holidays.
Oh, yeah, I look at some of the prices. Everyone wants to leave, you know, 2021 December and come back the 3rd or 4th of January. And, I have to be back on the 4th because my kid in grade 3 may not learn his right letter of the alphabet if he isn't back on the 5th. And they don't have that, they don't show any flexibility, but the prices, the airlines, the tour operators, everyone knows, hey, double the price at Christmas time. Go just before, go just after, and it's up to 50% less.
Absolutely. And the whole month of January is actually a great time to travel to. I would say after the 5th of January. It's very, very affordable to go to these places because most people have blown all their money around the holidays, done all their traveling. They're not planning to go anywhere in January, but January is a great month to get on the road because, again, prices are so much lower.
Arizona.
I see always lots of great deals come up. Prices for 2 weeks that are the same as 1 week at other times of the year, January, anytime really, as you say, after the 5th or 6th of January, right until you get to around February 1st, those 3 weeks of January, great prices pretty well everywhere that you'll want to go.
Absolutely. And one thing you mentioned, flexibility, too, I do want to add, flexibility about airports is a really good tactic. So, for example, if you're flying into New York City or another city with several airports in the area, do check all of them. I've found differences of $50 to $100 in price just by flying into an alternate airport. You do want to weigh out the differences, though, in transportation, in parking, so you want to find out some of those details. Because sometimes you might save, you know, $30 off a ticket but have to drive an hour further to an airport with more expensive parking. So you want to think about those things. But I would say if you're saving $50 or more, it's definitely worth it to consider the alternate airport.
Oh, sometimes there's even greater savings than that. I knew somebody was going next week, Montreal. He was going to go to Dayton, Ohio. And the price going Montreal to Dayton, Ohio with U.S. Airways was something going to be over $2,000. But go 60 miles down the road, Montreal to Cincinnati was $495.
Wow.
So, and it was the same flight, Montreal to Pittsburgh. You just took a different turboprop the rest of the way. So sometimes, again, if you weigh out the differences, calculate how much time it's going to take or how much it's going to cost you to rent that car or take the bus between those points, it can often come out with a lot of extra cash in your pocket.
Definitely.
And city hotels, I'm looking through some of the papers that you sent me before we went on the show, and people all say, we've got to go to resort, got to go to resort. So they all flood to the resorts and pay double the price. But there's no business travel during that Christmas, New Year's period. A lot of the downtown hotels across North America are practically empty.
Absolutely. That's one of the little-known secrets around the holidays. Go into a big city. If you want to take a shopping trip, say, for a weekend in December, it's a fantastic time to go into Manhattan, go into one of these, you know, big cities. These hotels, 4- and 5-star hotels that cater to business travelers. First of all, the last, I would say, 2 years, they've been in quite a slump with business travel being down. There's not a rebound forecasted here for the next year or two. So they've got a lot of empty rooms. You can get a fantastic room in a 4- or 5-star hotel with a spa by going online, using a site like Hotwire. You can find some really, really good deals on the weekends. And what a fantastic way in the, you know, stress of preparing for the holidays just to get away for a weekend or to get in a big city to do some shopping. Montreal, Toronto, all of these cities have some fantastic hotel deals in the heart of the city. So you're not paying a lot for transportation either because you can get them, you know, in the middle of the shopping districts in the areas you want to go.
And you can walk to everywhere you want to see. And there's something magical about a big city at Christmas time with all the people walking around and shopping and the lights and the decorations. A lot of times it can bring back a lot of memories of childhood.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great gift to give someone, too. You know, if you know someone who's been stressed out, someone with several kids, you know, send them away for the weekend. And it's pretty
send the kids away or send the parents away?
Send the kids away.
There's also a few tips to, you know, you get to the airport and it's like a zoo and you go in there and you figure, hey, how am I going to navigate that? But getting to the airport prepared can also lead to a reduction in stress.
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing that hasn't changed for the holidays, on those peak days around the holidays, it's going to be crowded in the airports. You have to acknowledge that and be ready for it. So for a domestic flight, a flight within Canada or the U.S., I would say arrive 2 hours early. If you're going overseas, arrive 3 hours early.
Yeah.
Take your time. But another tip, if you don't have to check a bag, I would recommend don't do it. That adds a lot of extra time at the airport.
Yeah.
I actually never check a bag now. I bring a carry-on. It allows me to, you know, eliminate one line one line, absolutely, the line for checking your baggage.
That's true.
Saves you a lot of time. Also, if you're not checking a bag, the major airports have a lot of new technology now to get you through faster. A lot of major airlines now are allowing you to check in at home online and print up your boarding pass at home, so you're not even waiting in line for check-in. All you're doing is the security line. There are also those automated kiosks at the major airports now where you just slide a credit card through. It identifies you. You can print up your boarding pass in 5 minutes as opposed to waiting in line for a half an hour, 45 minutes. So that's something to definitely take advantage of. I know people have gifts, that sort of thing, but ship them in advance. It'll just save you a lot of heartache as opposed to waiting in line at the airport.
A lot of great ideas as Thanksgiving and Christmas travel approach. Amy Boatinsky, consumer travel expert with discount travel site Hotwire.com, with us today on Travel World. Thanks for joining us, Amy.
My pleasure.
Well, another week is coming on, Stephen.
Oh, yes. Travel here, there, and everywhere. But next week, Judith Ritter, combining a diverse group of destinations, Fiji and Ocean City, Maryland. I think I'll do Fiji and not Ocean City, Maryland when it comes to...
Oh, I want to hear about Fiji.
That's one of my top destinations.
Ocean City, Maryland in the middle of the wintertime is not... No, she went there in the summertime. So she also went to Washington, D.C., so she's going to combine a few of those together next week. Judith Ritter, a diverse group of destinations both here in North America and in the South Pacific.
Having a fantastic time every week. This is Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling, everyone.
Weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990 WXCT.